So this is Ira Glass here with OK Go. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
So maybe the first thing to talk about is just the sound of this record, because it sounds so different. It's so much more of a, basically, it's a Prince album, huge swaths of it. Like, do you just want to talk about deciding to change the sound of the band so much?
The way I think about it is, by the time we started writing this album, we had been on tour on and off for about 7 years, and we had become so familiar with what we are, what an OK Go song is, that it turned into this sort of feedback loop where I was trying to write something that sounded like myself, and everything wound up just sounding really fake, or like some band trying to cop our style, or us trying to... all the tricks of writing that had worked for me in the past, you know, just turn it up a little bit louder, or just like, you know, double the tempo, or I just, you know, something that's supposed to make it more exciting was not making it more exciting. It always seemed just flat.
And what about the Prince stuff?
I think any time that my gut in the past was to lean towards the Princey stuff that is so much of the music I listened to as a kid, it always felt like, well, yeah, you can't really do that because you're not Prince and you're not Black and you're not, like, you don't make dance music. And so they always felt kind of like pastiche, or like, that would be a funny joke, but you're not a joke band, so you can't do that. And so letting go and just kind of chasing all these different musical avenues and then seeing where they lead, it was more like, out of 106 things that we wrote for the record, you could go back and then realize, wow, there's a lot more Prince in this than I would have guessed.
Wait, you say 106 things. Did you literally write 106 songs for the record? Is that a real number?
When we sat down with Dave, we had 106 files to play him. And that were, you know, I'd say half of those were pretty much songs. The other half were like a groove and a with a chord progression, or like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I think it seems like, if I remember correctly, it seemed like us admitting that, like, yeah, this is really Prince-like, kind of came once we were in the studio, though.
I should say that's Tim.
I think the reason why so much of it is dancey is, like, a lot of these tracks are built from the rhythm up. You know, it was just like a bass line drum beat or like a piano chord over it or something like that. And so we realized, I think, as we listened, like, yeah, this is a much dancier sort of like rhythmic record than we'd ever written before.
Do you remember, like, what were some of the first things that you came up with, or maybe the first thing that somebody came up with where you thought, like, okay, that's good, now let's build on that for the new record?
I remember what it was for me. For me, it was Skyscrapers. It was, I remember, like, Skyscrapers just, like, happened. It was like an afternoon, suddenly, like, a chord progression and a beat, and it all sort of like shone clear and was worth chasing, and it popped out in like a day.
And, yeah, and kind of in a version that we would recognize today, with just like the super spare thing and the bass. So.
Yeah. I mean, the demo is, I think, really close to the eventual song.
Skyscrapers, please forgive me. I didn't mean a word I said.
I remember you playing Skyscrapers to me for the first time, and I remember thinking, like, this is a song I would listen to. I would listen to that.